my interest, I guess, in cultural preservation really began with my teaching career. And as I started trying to collect materials to bring into the classroom, I came to the realization that there were not a lot of authentic or authoritative resources out there for educators. And that's when I really began my own learning journey, I guess, and my interest in finding, helping to produce, helping to document specific information, you know, from my own community, and really hoping that this would inspire young people to feel that the information from our community, you know, culture, history, literature, is as important as anything else that we're presented with in school. And in fact, maybe more important because it is rare and treasured, and it exists, I believe, in a fragile state.
When you were young, were you hearing the songs of your people? Were you exposed to the culture?
The songs that we heard growing up were primarily at celebrations or specific things, but there weren't any people in my own family that were singers. And so the songs that I was familiar with, you know, were usually songs that were sung at celebrations, and we actually get together several times during the year. So those would be, you know, the snake dance song when dancers enter into the arena, honor songs, flag songs, things like that, that is the music that is most commonly known. What I didn't hear were personal songs, because there weren't any people in my family that had songs and sang songs. But I knew Agnes and Jerome Vandenberg as a young person, and Jerome played the flute, and he was, I believe, the last man from our community who made and played traditional flutes. And so that music I haven't heard really in my community at all for decades. And so the flute here was used, I don't think it is being used, but traditionally it was used as an instrument to court, of courtship. So the songs, love songs, were transposed to the flute. And I had invited Gary Strautsos up here to play with the idea that he might encourage some young people and to talk to people. And he did a concert for some elders. And after that concert, there was a woman who cried, and Gary was visiting with her after, and he felt bad. He didn't know if he had said something offensive, She said, no, she said, when you played, it made me lonesome. And she said, I haven't heard anybody play the flute in so long. She said, it reminded me of all the people that are gone.
I heard you use the phrase personal songs a little bit ago, and I wanted to know if you could elaborate on what that is. Tell us what a personal song would be.
Well, in our community, you know, because songs come from the spirit world, people do compose songs now, but a long time ago, songs all originated from the spirit world, so it wasn't that people were sitting around composing. It might be, you know, what we would call a medicine song, a song that you would use for healing or for personal strength or for perseverance. In our community, there was a man that had a buffalo calling song. So there were songs that were gifted to people for very specific things. Some men had personal love songs, and so that song belonged to that person. That person might pass that song down in their family or to somebody else, but there was an understanding, you know, that that was a personal song.
Can you tell us which tribes that you worked with to preserve their music on these CDs?
Well, we worked with Fernando Solision, who is from Zuni Pueblo. And we worked with Paul Thompson, who is Diné, he's Navajo. And Paul did not grow up with a lot of his cultural traditions either. But a song that his mother sang all of the time persisted in his memory. And Paul didn't learn what that song was until he was older. And that is a song that he plays on the CD. And it's a very significant song. It's called Sheena Shaw. And it's the language they're saying when it's sung. They're saying, I'm walking, I'm returning home. It's a song that they sang, the Navajo sang, after they were forced marched to Fort Sumner and forced out of Canyon de Chelly, which is where Paul's mother grew up. And so the songs that they share, you know, belong in a very intimate way to their community. And I think they share something different about music than what we commonly think of, and that songs are prayer songs. And in our community, songs came from the spirit world. And so a very powerful side of music that maybe young people don't often think about today, if we think about contemporary music. But I guess a reminder to us of the gift that song is, and that there's a power in song that I think people universally can understand or relate to. Songs can help us be strong. They can help us be brave through tragedy or through sorrow or suffering. Songs can help us, you know, create a space of strength around ourselves when we need that. You know, one of the intentions was to show the power of music and to think about music maybe in a little different way than we usually do, and appreciate what a gift it is in our life. I couldn't imagine a world without music.